Okay, we're up to Alofim. Noise Ovoin, Noise Chesed, and then we said La Alofim. So, what and the Gra and the Pidarizal is Moina La Alofim as a separate Mida. So the Mida is how long does the Chesed go, meaning that. We said that a Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at the Yichvei, he doesn't look at the Averis, and he's able to connect us with the Zchus Avos because we're Be'etzim good, and he's Noitzer, the Chesed from the Avos to us. And that's a Midah that he's able to overlook the current, what we're doing for the ultimate Zchus of the Avos and the Tzinor. Noitzer, Chesed, the Tzinor, that he's able to mashpia to us. As if we're coming straight from the office to us. So, what's the Midah La'alafim? So the Midah La'alafim is the shlemus of how far does that go? That goes for the whole shlemus of the continuity of Klal Yisrael. La'alafim is considered like a number, which is like the shlemus of the Duris of Klal Yisrael. It's 2,000 generations. So that's considered like the shlemus of the Duris of Klal Yisrael. So in other words, there's a shlemus to that Midah, that it goes on forever. So it's like a separate inyan. Now, there's a connection between that and the Midah of Micha. What's the Midah of Micha that goes this parallel to that? We said v'sashlich b'mitzulos yam kol chatosam, that you should throw the averis into the mitzulos yam, into the depths of the ocean. So, what is that midah? So, the midah of Mimtsulais Yam is that the yam covers over the Aver as if it's never there. When you throw a stone in, makes a splash, but then it goes down, there's no effect on it. It's not like if you erase something, you could tell it that it was there, or you burn something, there's ashes left over. If you throw something into the yam, then it's covered over, and that's it. There's no zecher. Even if you bury something, so you could tell, oh, this was land that was buried, this was land that wasn't touched, you know. So now, what's the point? The point is that we're trying to say that there's a depth to our neshama that's not affected by the avera. And what we're saying is like this, that the way the Talmud Dvar explains it in very, very deep. It's very hard Talmud Dvar on this, what exactly Tashlich Mitzulos Yam Kol Chatosam means. But we were Medayik last time that it's the only one of the Midas which talks in the third person. Instead of you saying Yichvo Ish etc., our verse, it says Tashlich Mitzulos Yam Kol Chatosam. So the chiddush of this midah is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is able to attribute the ra to the kirchas of the ra and the bria and not to us. So you should throw the ra to where it came from. In other words, it's almost like that chutzpah where you tell the person, you did it, not me. You created the ra in the world. Well, it was not my problem. So, you take the midah, and you say, "V'sashlich, this is not our avera, that it's someone else. Basically, it's a koyches of ra and the bria that you gave a certain shlita over the bria over, but an ar neshama is not pagim. This did not affect our neshama, and the continuity of Klal Yisrael remains pristine and clean, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could see us for that perfection. And Memela dan us with that, and that's what the Sashlich B'mtzulos Yom Kol Chatosam, which is parallel to La'alofim, which means practically speaking, again, the Midas of Moshe are always the more practical manifestation of the Midah of Micha. So because it's a midah of tashlich b'mitzulos yom kol chatosam, so he could be noitzer chesed la'alofim. So the chesed could go la'alofim into this world, it could go forever because it never runs out. It never runs out because there was never there. We're still always maintaining that perfection, basically.
Based on others.
Based on
The others.
it, so there's a connection to the avos. So that's the midah is the first noetz chesed is the midah to be able to look at us mikoyach that we're the avos. But how far does it go? For whom and what's the mechanism of it? So it goes forever because you're looking at us. Avos memela. There's another midah to not share that and throw all the ra that is not from us be'etzem. So it's like a continuation of that midah. Now, so he says, just the way he says it here. So basically, now Toimer Dvora's way he says this is very, very, very deep. But basically, he says this is the whole concept of the Sari Mishtalech. Basically, he says the Sari Mishtalech is the manifestation in this world of Koichos of Ra. And Mamela, that's why, because of this Midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to take all of our various and put it onto the Asar. Because Mamash, this thing is that's what that we're kind of like playing out this Midah. That the Midah is that once we do vidui, so we're kind of solidifying the Ra, and then we're saying, oh, this Ra, this is not us, it's going on the Asar. The Ramban Al Torah says that the Sayer represents the Sitra Achra, means it represents all the Kirkus of Ra. And the Nasa HaSayer Allah is called Avonaisam El Eretz Gezerah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Sayer, puts all the Averis on the Sayer. What's the Mahalach for that? The Mahalach is this Midah. There's a Midah like that. It's not Stam. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Lashon is B'chi Adam Chata. The sawyer noisei. The person did averis and the sawyer the person did averis and the sawyer takes the ra. Where does that come from? No, there's a midah in the bria for that. Some created a midah in the bria for this. That there's that the ra can go off the person and onto there. It's related to that. So the person looks at his aver like a third party, put it over there onto the sar, and it's not me, and then it gets taken away. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to be mashpia the toiv la'alafin. It's incredible.
Without this meaning of alafin, there would be a minaya. That our mycin would share
So without
the
this
next.
midah, so what would happen? So it could be that a person would only be zoicha to be danned as with chazavis if he's like shtalon tzu to the avis. If you act like the avis, so then I'll treat you that you're from the zera of the avis. But if you don't act like the avis, so you now basically were menatic yourself from that. So fine. So you ruined that connection. I'll be willing to judge a person as coming from the office. Okay, so I'll judge you favorably. But if you ruin it, and the Rambam says that's what 49 levels of Tumah means. The Rambam says Beferish in the Rambam says that it was Kimat Kot, his Lashon. It would have been one moment. One moment. I have it here. Rambam says that that when Klai Yisrael was Mitzrayim, they were almost not noticeable that they were Bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Memela, they would have lost the Havtacha that Hashem had that He was going to take them out of Mitzrayim. So but here, Lashon is. Ad she'archu hayomim li'Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, v'chazru l'lmoid ma'aseyin, And they started doing avodah zarah like the Mitzrayim. Chutz m'sheret Levi she'amar b'mitzvos u'me'olam la'ozeh v'kimat kot haya ikur she'shasal Avram nekar. In one more moment, the tree of Avram Avinu would have been uprooted. V'choizim b'nei Yaakov l'toyis ha'olam v'ti'usan and their mistakes. U'me'avas Hashem u'me'shamas Hashvua. And got them out in time. So basically, he says this is the Rambam is touching up the 49 levels of Tumah. What do I mean? 49 levels, we're almost going to get to the 50th. What's the 50th? The 50th is this, is that you have no shaykhis anymore to the Avos. So there's the Bris Ben Asar was for the Avos. But you're not the children of the Avos anymore because you're so far removed to anything that the Avos stand for that you lost your connection with the Avos. So such an idea. So Mistama, this is what he's saying over here, that Alofim says that it's a midah that Hashem doesn't allow our chatoim to chapel again, and that's the midah of tashlich b'mtsulei yom kol chatoisam, make their avers like a third party avers, doesn't get in the way of their etzem neshama, and memela Hashem can continue doing chesed la'alofim and see that connection alfei dar. Okay, so this is, I think, eight of the Midas. No, nine. Eight. So there's 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. No, so nine. So there's 10, 11, 12, 13. There's four left. So the last four is Noisei Avon, Vafesha, Vachata, Venake. So we have to know what Avon, Pesha, and Chata are. And what's Noisei? B'shem the Gra, the last four are a pirish on la'alofim. So we'll have to see what that means exactly. But this is basically the end of this segment, and then they go into the next four, which is the pirish of la'alofim. See exactly what that means. Okay.
Shkayach. What was that, Rabbi?
Shkayach.
Shkayach.